we continue to wait before thee, to again thank thee for thy son and for the privilege of being together. We think of the need of this weekend and of the need of thy people. And our Father, we readily confess that we can't begin to estimate the greatness and the magnitude of this need. Yet we thank thee for thy wondrous sufficiency to meet every need. And we are just praying that this weekend will be a time when we will hear thy voice, when our hearts will be stirred, our minds will be opened, wills might be affected and turned, and we pray that there might be greater conformity to the person of our Lord Jesus Christ. We thank thee for him tonight, for that pathway that was so uncheered by earthly smiles, and yet that pathway that brought infinite delight to thee, and so wondrous blessing to so many people. We're thankful that we are ever included in the purposes of grace. And we thank thee again, Father, for the greatness of our salvation. Our desire is to know more of the Savior, to have lives that will be affected in a very definite way by thy word. And so we would just pray that the Spirit of God will move with ungrieved power in our midst tonight and through this weekend. We've been praying, our Father, for the needs of so many of thy people. And again, we would mention David and Penny to thee at this time of loss. In the midst of questions, no doubt, we pray that thou wilt give them the peace of God that passes all understanding, that thou wilt comfort sorrowing hearts, and that thy peace would be a felt reality in their life. Remember the work there, our Father. We thank thee for blessing in the past, and we would pray, Lord, thy further help in that great harvest field. We think of the meetings continuing there in Sarnia for this final weekend, and the meetings in Chatham as well, and no doubt many other meetings either ongoing or will commence. We pray, though, our Father, that this will be a time of rich blessing, a time of visitation. And we do pray that this weekend will be a time of rejoicing as well over the salvation of precious souls. We thank you for the many young people that will no doubt be here over the weekend, and we thank you for their presence. Pray, Lord, that they might be preserved, that early in life they might form convictions that will hold them in a very difficult day. We think of the enemy that is raging, and of the onslaughts and the attacks and the wiles of the enemy that are so pervasive and so powerful. We pray that we might all have on the armor of God, that we might be able to withstand his mighty tools. And so, Father, we look to thee expectantly. We thank thee again for the privilege of being together, and pray that we might hear thy voice, and that thou wilt bless thy people as we give thanks in our Savior's name.